politics of the moment, and we will definitely not ask him about Hillary's emails. It's now time for the news at 7.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed.
President Obama earlier today speaking at Hiroshima, the first city to suffer a nuclear blast, marking the end of World War II.
The Japanese people have waited for this for a very long time. They knew they weren't going to get an apology, but frankly, the Japanese government hasn't wanted one. They felt that that would stir up too much controversy on either side. That then puts responsibility on them for apologizing.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski in Hiroshima. A 20-year former Fairfax County fire inspector has filed a lawsuit against 17 of her former co-workers, accusing them of bullying and harassing her and conspiring to get her to quit her job. Patricia Tomasello claims she was repeatedly asked for sexual favors and once had marijuana planted in her car. The county has no comment on the suit. The fire department's been under scrutiny following the suicide of a woman firefighter last month who was reportedly a victim of harassment. With Metro soon to be sidelined in stretches by long-term repair work, Uber's expanding its carpool service and offering you perks to give them a try.
Potentially offering some discount codes for people who are affected, riders who are affected by the Metro closure to ensure that they have an incentive to share their ride.
But that doesn't necessarily mean your ride will be cheap. Spokeswoman Megan Joyce says surge pricing will still be employed to manage supply and demand. Hillary Clinton says she has the Democratic nomination for president sewn up, and for her sake, she better be right, because her lead in the upcoming California primary is now completely dried up.
Today, Hillary Clinton will start airing her very first television commercials here in the state of California. Certainly one sign, especially given those latest poll numbers, that she understands she's going to have to fight for it in this final stretch.
Correspondent Sunlyn Surfety says Clinton won California by 8 points 8 years ago. Her lead over Bernie Sanders is down to 2 within the margin of error. Thousands of family members from across the country will be in D.C. this Memorial Day weekend to honor fallen soldiers.
Bonnie Carroll's passion is to help families who have lost someone in the military.
We are so excited to welcome now over 2,000 participants coming together to find hope and healing.
Carol is the founder of the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. This weekend, the group is hosting moms, dads, sons, and daughters here in D.C. for the 22nd annual seminar and camp.
They also really come to understand how America honors all who serve and sacrifice. We participate in many of the ceremonies taking place around Washington, D.C.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you go to Danny Ocean Horn this summer in Maryland or Delaware, you can leave your cigarettes at home. They're banned there, but if you're headed for the Jersey Shore, smoke them if you got them, despite the wishes of lawmakers.
They've approved legislation that would ban smoking on beaches and in parks across the state. On his monthly radio show on New Jersey 101.5, Governor Christie said he'll veto the measure.
Just so people know what my general concern is what are they going to tell you have to do next? You know, this one you like, but what if there's one you don't like?
Christie said towns that want to impose a smoking ban on beaches can do so, and some have.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,828, the NASDAQ at 4901. In sports,
there it goes! See you later! Off the facing of the upper deck!
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson as the Nats beat the Cards 2-1. The Orioles fell to Houston. Golden State beats OKC in the NBA Western Finals. And the Penguins advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
What keeps you up at night? Is it this?
And the market took a beating for the third straight day.
How about this?
Hey, Dad, I can't find a job. You cool if I crash here for a year or two?
Or maybe this.
Welcome back to work. Couldn't make that retirement money last, huh?
Whatever it is, isn't it time to wake up and put a plan in place for your retirement? Connect with the Mutual Fund Store and schedule a free portfolio review. Our advisors are here to help. We'll talk you through times of market uncertainty. We'll help you prepare for future financial situations. And we'll tell you what you need to save so you can retire and stay retired. With us in your corner, you'll have the plan you need to help reach your retirement goals. So now, what's left to keep you up at night? Oh, right, that. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule a free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. Watch for those brake lights up ahead as you head through Manassas toward Centerville. It's really caused by that sun glare this morning. Again, toward the Vienna Metro and at the Beltway. Through Falls Church, though, quiet, not any delays. Good over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. No delays on the George Washington Parkway. So good morning here if you're heading down past 123, down toward the Key Bridge. Enjoy the ride. Most of the ride enjoyable with very light volume, 270. No delays. Top side of the Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring slowing. And now just heads up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. A little bit of volume each direction through Laurel. If you're making your travels on Route 32, southbound, watch for delays just south of Route 3. And that's going to take you south down to a crash. That was trying to be moved to the shoulder. Through Annapolis and Bowie, 50, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain around, but the warmth is going to stick with us as we head through today. An isolated shower, thunder shower, and up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at 66 in Gainesville, 68 in Germantown, 72 at Reagan National. China's catching heat for allowing what some are already saying is the most racist TV ad of all time. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. 707 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're starting your Memorial Day weekend off the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, to that end, Mike Love, legendary rock and roller of the Beach Boys, is going to be in town for the Memorial Day concert. We'll talk to the Beach Boy at the bottom of this hour. At 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, going to get us all prepped for the big weekend movies. X-Men, Alice Through the Looking Glass, lots of movies to keep you entertained this weekend. And then at 8:35, we'll check in with Brett Baer, Fox News Channel, for yet another astounding week in American politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Eleanor Clift, a political correspondent for the Daily Beast. Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
Good morning.
So good to have you here. I wanted to start out by, you know, the big news of this week, I think you'd have to say, was the email report from the Inspector General's over at the State Department, which laid into question some of the things that Hillary Clinton did when she was Secretary of State in setting up this private email server, said it wasn't permitted, said that it violated the rules, and that it just goes on and on to bring into question the wisdom of making that decision when she was Secretary of State. How is this playing with Democrats?
I think Democrats are looking at this and saying it's just more of the same, and that she's apologized, said it was a bad decision. There's nothing criminal about it. A separate server maybe wasn't permitted, but it wasn't prohibited either. It was hardly a headline subject at the State Department, and the State Department email system is a total mess. They expected people to print out every email and keep it in a box. I think it's never good when email and Hillary Clinton appear in the same story, but I think it's a total confusing story, and I think there's no criminality, and I think it would be nice if the FBI could wrap up their investigation.
That's not that confusing. I mean, she broke the State Department's protocols and rules, which are put in place so that the State Department can be in line with Federal Records Act, which is the law. And actually, there's now evidence to show that she specifically went around those rules so that she could avoid having any of her emails made available through FOIA requests. And by the way, that worked. We're not getting emails from her on FOIA requests until years after she was Secretary of State. That's not really confusing, is it? Is that how you would like others?
I think it's quite confusing. The rules were very murky. They weren't really enforced. They weren't enforced for her predecessors either.
Well, actually, the rule came into place in 2009.
The emails that have come out have shown anything to get worked up over.
Eleanor, the rules were in place in 2009, so of course they wouldn't be set up for her predecessor. 2009 is when she started.
Yeah. No, well, everybody was supposed to turn over their emails. I think critics of Hillary Clinton are going to keep harping away on this. I just don't think that it is anything that's going to derail her presidential campaign.
Well,
there are many other issues, and in the end, you have a choice between two candidates. And are you going to get worked up about an email system that she didn't adhere to in every jot and tittle?
No, actually, not in any jot or tittle. Everything. Actually, not one jot or tittle.
Yeah. Well, Eleanor, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that I'm hearing from you that you think the Democrats won't pay any attention to this at all. And yet, it does sort of fold into this narrative about Hillary. When you do the polling on her, people say, well, she's not trustworthy. We don't think she's honest. She is sometimes deceptive, or she obfuscates things. She gets a little too cute with the facts.
You're not telling me anything I haven't heard for 20 or 30 years.
Well, I know,
and
but doesn't that fall into the narrative?
There is a competitive Democratic contest going on, but when you look at the allocation of delegates, it's more likely that Hillary Clinton is going to get the nomination than Bernie Sanders is. And I think what Democrats are concerned about is that their party come together and focus on November and beating Donald Trump at the ballot box.
I'd love your opinion on the future of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The knife seemed to be out for her. You've seen this sort of thing happen in this town over your years. Do you think she survives? And do you think it's fair that the Sanders camp seemed to have it out for the congresswoman from Florida?
I think the Sanders camp wants to have some things that they can call victories, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz does get Sanders supporters very worked up because they feel that she really put her thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton. So I wouldn't put a lot of money on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's long-time future, but I don't think that's unusual either. Generally, once the party comes together, their new people get put into DNC anyway. It's not a long time job.
Well,
to get a gold watch.
Well, that's so true. Although usually the person who loses the Democratic contest for the nomination isn't the one who dictates whether the chairwoman should leave. I mean, Hillary Clinton should stand by Debbie Wasserman.
I don't know that he's going to be dictating, but I think that
we had
a close race on the Democratic side, and he's got some people on the platform committee. They're talking about a race. A contest over how Israel is treated in the platform.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one that Bernie Sanders is going to lose.
You know how this works, though.
He's going to win some, and he should. He's run an extraordinary race.
But Hillary Clinton, you know how this works. If Hillary Clinton wants Debbie Wasserman Schultz to stay, she's going to stay. Why shouldn't she stand by and defend Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Shouldn't she?
That's up to Hillary Clinton as to whether Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know it is, but I'm asking your opinion.
Or not. And it's also up to Debbie Wasserman Schultz whether she wants to throw her body across the train tracks. I just think that is such a minimal issue about whether Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I thought women in politics were supposed to stick up for each other.
She's got a tough race in Florida that she's got to worry about, too.
Wow.
So,
handwriting's on the wall. There.
So, Donald Trump clinched yesterday. Hillary Clinton, we were told, was the all but certain nominee of her party, and I think she ultimately will be. But why is she having such difficulty putting Bernie Sanders away? I mean, the recent polls in California suggest it's very tight.
Well, as I recall, in 92, when the race went to California, Bill Clinton didn't really clinch the nomination either. I think Democrats have competitive fights. And Bernie Sanders has raised a lot of issues that Democrats care about deeply. And I think it's fine. Let everybody vote. Why should the Californians be denied having two candidates to vote for? I don't have a problem with him staying in the race at all.
And you think that you have no doubt that in Philadelphia the party will unify behind their nominee Joe Biden?
I have no doubt.
All right. Eleanor, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks,
today.
Eleanor. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining
us. It is. It always is. It's 7:15 now. I don't think she heard that. WMAL.
You got one faster.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's J.B. Witten, also in contention for the nomination. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loves you, Larry. I do. All right. Across American Legion Bridge. Fantastic. Lighter than normal rush hour here as we get ready for that getaway weekend. 270, whether going north or southbound between Frederick and the Beltway, it's a good ride. Out of Annapolis, Bowie, coming in on 50 toward the Capitol Beltway, good. A little bit of volume on the eastbound 50 stretch right as you make your trip to exit off onto Rao Boulevard. Good across the Bay Bridge. Let's go topside from College Park to Silver Spring, slowing really through D.C. One of the heaviest stretches will be D.C. 295 southbound past East Capitol Street. And to the Virginia stretch, what's happening on the trip in from the west? The sun glare taking us slow through Manassas in towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and the Fair Oaks area. And also hearing from Metrorail, they may have a power outage at Forest Glen. It's a power problem station on emergency lighting. Just a heads up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a beautiful day today, mix of sun and clouds, and maybe a stray shower later today, but the high 89 degrees, a hot one. Tonight, some clouds, stray shower, thunderstorm possible overnight, low is 68. Here's your weekend forecast for Memorial Day. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 88 degrees. That's a darn nice day. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms late in the day, highs in the mid-80s. And then Monday, on Memorial Day itself, yeah, we got a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, 71 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:16 on WMAL.
Oh, you spelled that well.
Thank you. Can you spell this?
Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais? Can you spell Feldenkrais?
No.
Because that was one of the words.
F-E-L-D-E-N-K-R-I-E-S.
So close! But no E at the end.
No.
Well, I'll let him say.
Feldenkrais. F. E L D E N K R A I S. Feldenkrais.
That's correct.
No E at the end there. No. You would have lost instead of tie like we had. It's a tie. It's a sister kisser, baby. Last night, Hiram Hathwar.
Okay.
He is 13 years old. I think that's a he. Is that a he? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hiram.
Tell with the audio.
I think Hiram's a, yeah. And then Nihar Janga, 11-year-old, youngest ever, both became the co-winners there.
They tie a lot in this thing.
They tied.
They?
Yeah. The fifth grader, Nihar, said he was speechless. Good thing it wasn't a speech contest.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, it was
here's
a spelling contest.
Here's another one of those words. I'm going to test you out, Brian.
Gazelleschaft.
Can I have that again, please?
It is obvious.
Gazelleschaft.
Gazelleschaft.
Schaft is the problem.
Gazelleschaft. Really, Schaft is the problem?
Schaft. Okay.
All right.
I'm going, how about G-A...
Wrong.
Okay.
All right.
G-E-S-E-L-L-S-C-H-A-F-T.
Gazelleschaft. That is correct.
Good stuff. I really wish he would have used that in a sentence. I hate it when my gazelle gets stuck in my shaft.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right usage
of that word.
No,
you don't want
that.
You don't want your gazelles getting stuck.
You want another one?
Yeah, one more. It is embarrassing.
Oh, wait. No, okay. I'll say the word. Oh, I can't really pronounce it. Drothar. Drothar.
I got no idea.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah, use it in a sentence.
I'm sure that in some comic book, there is an evil villain named Drothar.
No, that's not it? No.
All right, here's how you spell Drothar.
D-R-A-A-T-H-A-R. Drothar.
The second A there.
Oh, yeah, that would have shown. That would have thrown most people. The
second A.
Who would have seen that coming?
D-R-A-A-T-H-A-A. Well, I should have pronounced it Drothar.
Yeah.
Ayakoide.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? What is this word?
Ayakoide.
Ayakoide.
Okay.
No? You're not going to even try?
Well, I mean, do we really need to spell words that are never going to come up in a sentence? I mean, honestly, when is that word going to come up in conversation or in anything that you write?
Ayakoide. Come on. That's got, you know what? My understanding is that Harry Reid actually wanted to rename the Washington Redskins the Washington Ayakoides.
Oh, is this
yeah,
the
that
name
was,
of
that
an
was,
Indian tribe?
I have no idea.
Ayakoide?
There you go.
And she asked it with a question. Did I get it?
Yeah, apparently it's a Mexican white pine tree.
Huh.
Yeah. All right, so there's one other thing about this that everyone needs to understand.
All right.
In the spelling bee last night. People get really into the spelling bee, you know. Apparently, now they've created such a production out of it, the Scripps people there.
Right.
That, you know how after a figure skater on the Olympics and the Winter Olympics, when they finish their thing, they go over to the couch and wait for the judges.
Wait for the judges, and they had to get roses and little
right.
stuffed animals.
And they often call that the crying couch.
The crying couch,
crying.
That's right.
Like, oh, my gosh, thank you.
That's right.
Right. Well, the Spelling Bee has now instituted their own crying couch, or a comfort couch.
A comfort couch.
Yes, when the person gets eliminated, they get sent to the comfort couch to sort of, like because it's pretty stressful for them. And what
are they doing? They get a little glass of bourbon or something?
No, I think just a juice box is the best thing they get there, I'm pretty sure.
That's what I need on my comfort couch.
Ooh, imagine if bourbon came in juice boxes.
That would be
awesome.
Hey, there's
rock my world,
idea,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, yeah. My friends over at Bullet need to get on the ball there. All right, so apparently, people on Twitter who were watching this and getting really into it, they started mocking the poor kids for having to go to the comfort couch. And they were starting to say, you know, they were tweeting out to the Scripps people, hey, you know, why don't you have these people, you know, suck it up a little? You know, you're going to lose in life. It's no big deal. Why do you need a comfort couch? The problem is, and this is a good lesson for everybody, if you're going to take to Twitter and start trolling the people over at Scripps who run the spelling bee, make sure you spell everything in your tweet correctly. Because the people at the spelling bee are so dang cool that they would take all of these people who were being mean to them and stuff, and they would reply merely with a spelling correction. That's all they did. Apparently, one of the people said, listen, this is life. Sometimes you're going to lose. And they spelled it L-O-O-S-E.
Oh, yeah.
And the spelling bee people responded with a simple asterisk, L-O-S-E. And that was it. Now, so that's cool.
They corrected their spelling.
Yes. And that
well,
was
that's what spelling teachers do.
Well, congratulations to Hiram and... Nihar. Hiram and Nihar, congratulations. Mm. We salute you. You're fantastic spellers. Now, get with the rest of us and just use autocorrect.
That's right.
It's 722 on WMAL.
They got a program for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Ted Britt Automotive, Britt, B-R-I-T-T. They rock my world over there in Northern Virginia. They're the best dealership you're looking for if you want a Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln, because they've got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, and those deals got even better this Memorial Day. They've got a Memorial Day sales event going on right now at Ted Britt. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition. Chevy, Ford, Lincoln. I hear they've also got Harley under the Ted Britt banner there. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and even pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Why don't you go ahead and visit them, schedule your next service over at Ted Britt Automotive, visit one of their 9 great locations, or just go online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten, J-A-M-I-E, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. No, I did it wrong, didn't I? It's J-A-M-E-E.
All right, here we go. We do have a hang-up right now on 16th Street because of a crash. Southbound 16th Street, right as you pass the intersection with Alaska Avenue in Northwest. Do have some patience through there because once you make it through, good shape heading in for the rest of the way in through town. Heading in toward Columbia Heights, no problems there. In on the 3rd Street Tunnel, a little bit of volume northbound, inbound New York Avenue, just some brief signal light delays. So overall, getting into town, not so bad. 66, it's the sun glare slowing us through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Crossing the American Legion Bridge, a little bit of volume on the Interloop side, 270, a fantastic trip. Just a brief delay right now, heading into Hyattstown. And the top side of the Beltway from 95 and around to George Avenue, stop and go. Update is brought to you by MedStar. Our Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much rain around, but the warmth is going to stick with us as we head through today. An isolated shower, thunder shower, and up close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 7:20.
All right, you know, we've been talking a lot about the problems on Metro. It seems a lot of day goes by without an arcing insulator or smoke in the tunnels or single tracking or some kind of Metro meltdown. And then we talked to you also about, you know, the other kind of concerns about Metro, that it's not a very safe place, that crime is on the rise some 10% in recent months, and that, we had this incident where there was a very unfortunate sexual assault that Metro tried to keep quiet for a while. But look, apparently the passengers have had enough. They've said, this is it. I'm done with this. So I bring to your attention a story that happened on Thursday. A pair of Metro customers chased a would-be thief on a station platform and restrained him until police arrived. See, this man apparently tried to steal a cell phone from a customer on the Capital South station platform. And there were two riders who said, hey, you can't do that. And they stopped him. He ran away. But they, rather than let it go, they chased the guy. They tackled the guy. And they pinned him down until Metro Transit Police arrived on the scene.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Power to the people. That's a great thing.
We're not taking this no more.
Yeah, we're not going to take it. There's one other thing that riders seem to be doing in terms of taking things into their own hands.
What?
Uber.
Yeah.
Their Uber usage, and Uber is doing a big, big play here to increase Uber business here in the nation's capital because people are looking for alternatives to Metro.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough summer. It's now 7:28.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL, you might be sensing some good vibrations in the Washington metro area, and that's because none other than Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Mike Love of the Beach Boys is in town for the Memorial Day concert. We'll talk to him right after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. History made today for a second time at Hiroshima as Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to visit the site of the first atomic bomb blast in a populated area.
We come to mourn the dead, including over 100,000 Japanese men, women, and children. Thousands of Koreans, a dozen Americans held prisoner.
The president did not apologize for the bombing, but he did call for a world without nuclear weapons, and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is thankful for that.
This gives hope to people all around the world who have never given up their hope for a world without nuclear weapons.
The G7 summit in Japan wrapped up today. A former Fairfax County fire inspector is suing 17 of her former co-workers for what she calls a 20-year vendetta that included bullying, sexual harassment, and a conspiracy to get her to quit her position. Patricia Tomasello's allegations come a month after the suicide of a woman county firefighter who herself had reportedly been harassed on the job. In this case, Tomasello says she was repeatedly asked to perform sexual favors, and she claims a number of fire chiefs and subordinates tried to have her removed. No comment from the county. Claims of excessive force by police against African-American students has the University of Maryland president calling for the creation of a culture where everyone feels a sense of belonging and security. Police used pepper spray to break up a party near campus last weekend. President Wallace Lowe wrote in an email that the incident compels us to confront the reality that African-Americans and other persons of color experience bias and unequal treatment in everyday life. Just in time for Memorial Day, the Memorial Bridge is finally fully reopened a year after the crumbling undercarriage forced two lanes and the sidewalk to be closed. New support beams are holding the bridge up for now, but more costly repairs will be needed to keep it open beyond the next 5 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,828, the NASDAQ at 4901. In sports, Bryce Harper and Danny Espinosa hit solo shots to lead the Nats over the Cards. The O's fall to the Astros, their fourth straight loss. Golden State wins to hang on in the NBA Western Finals, and the Penguins will play for the Stanley Cup after finishing off the Lightning. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs, which means if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed. Like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland leaving Silver Spring and heading southbound on 16th Street as it turns into the district. Slowing crash to southbound 16th Street at Alaska Avenue. So do watch for police at the scene. This will take you south of the circle again in Silver Spring. Top side of the Beltway. From College Park and around to George Avenue, we do have the stop and go with us. 95 is in great shape, just a little bit of volume southbound, approaching Route 32. A little bit hung up as well on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through the Laurel interchanges each direction. For the George-Washington Parkway, it's been a good morning. 66 heavy into the sun glare. Inner loop of the Beltway, Virginia, starts to bog down in Annandale in the north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. And hang on, here we go to the Wilson Bridge. Your delays before St. Barnabas Road. Also, Forest Glen Metro, they are dealing with a power problem, but they do have emergency lighting on, and the escalators and elevators are in service. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray shower, maybe a storm today, 89. Sunshine tomorrow, 88. Late day thunderstorms on Sunday, highs in the middle 80s, and a chance of showers on Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at 66 in Springfield, 71 in La Plata, 72 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house. Coming up at 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will join us to talk about the weekend offerings, the holiday weekend offerings over at the movie theaters. And then at 8:35, it's Brett Baer with your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Well, as long as this man is around, I think the Beach Boys will always be closely associated with Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. He is true patriot and music legend Mike Love, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Love.
This Sunday, we're on a PBS taping of a Memorial Day special at the steps of the Capitol, which will be fantastic, I think.
Yeah, it will be. And listen, your music, the Beach Boys' music, has always been about love and happiness and by the way, driving cars, which is the ultimate in freedom and liberty in America. Do you always feel like your songs should be associated with the American spirit and the American... I know you're an international band, but really, you guys are all about America.
Yeah, I think we're America's band to a lot of people. And, of course, there's all different kinds of music, and they're all great. But we've been fortunate enough to have, you know, so many records that are still played today and still loved by, you know, millions of people, which is every time we go out on tour, we find that to be true and creates so much happiness and intergenerationally, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Children, teenagers, young adults, yuppies.
My teenagers,
baby boomers.
My teenagers, right now, my teenage, I'm a Gen Xer, and my teenagers identify Beach Boys music the second they hear it. They know it, and they and their friends will party to it, you know, when they're hanging out by the pool or going to the beach in Southern California. Did you have any idea, when you guys were working away in the studios there back in the early days in the mid-60s, did you have any idea that here in 2016, generations would still be listening to your music, still be going to see you live?
No, not being related directly to Nostradamus, we didn't have an idea of what was going to go on 55 years later. However, we did know we had something very special going on in Southern California in the beach communities with the surfing and the, you know, California girls. And And how do you get to the beach? In a car. You don't have a subway.
Yeah.
in California. So it was just about documenting what we were living. And of course, in the advertising, they call it heightened reality. And maybe it was, and maybe it is. But boy, it's a nice one. And I call it a sonic oasis. It's a place where people can go, whether they come and see us in a concert or listen to us on the radio, or in a soundtrack of a movie, or their own collection of recordings. I mean, it's like getting away from all the problems of life and immersing yourself in something that creates happiness, joy.
As Mike Love mentioned, he will be part of the National Memorial Day concert this weekend in the nation's capital, right there at the steps of the Capitol. And, talk about, projecting joy and making people feel joy when they hear their music. This is Memorial Day. This is a day where we honor those who have fallen so that we can keep our freedoms and liberty. It's a time to be mournful, but it is also a time to celebrate what we have, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I wear a bangle given to me by a Vietnam vet who got it in the Central Highlands of Vietnam. I wear it every day.
Oh, wow.
It's a bangle from a tribe who was associated, well, they were allies with the U.S. because they were Buddhists, and they didn't go for the communist thing. And the communists just want you to believe in communism.
Yeah.
So I wear that as a reminder. It was so special when he gave it to me. And he told me that our music help them get through what they had to do back then. So our music did raise the spirits of people in the midst of whether they were at home, on the home front, meaning the wives and girlfriends and children of those who were serving, or whether they were out, doing what they had to do. I think it's a great honor to have a gift bestowed on me like that.
And so
I'm going to stick around for Rolling Thunder because I think it's just our music and that time period were, synonymous.
Oh, excellent.
And
I'm going to have to find you down there. I'll be down there too. I want to find you, man, hanging out with Mike Love with Rolling Thunder. Listen, I know you're used to seeing these huge crowds in these outdoor arenas or on the mall like you're going to be doing for Memorial Day, but I understand in July you're going to be performing, the Beach Boys will be with the National Symphony Orchestra July 19th at the Kennedy Center. You're going to have tuxedos and gowns out there while you're performing. What's that concert going to be like?
Well, I think it's great. I love playing with the symphony orchestra. So many of our songs lend themselves to a beautiful, orchestration, such as California Girls and Wouldn't It Be Nice and Sloop John B and all those songs, and some of which we'll be playing on Memorial Day on the special, the PBS special.
Oh, that's very cool.
So, yeah, we're going to be back in town in July. As you say, it's on a Tuesday night, so there's no excuses. You can't say you're out of town because you're back in town. So we love it.
It's a great
opportunity to be at
some of your cousin, Brian Wilson. I got to say your cousin, Brian Wilson, because, of course, my on-air partner is the other Brian Wilson. A lot of his orchestrations and a lot of those instruments that he brought into the studio, you could find them in a symphony orchestra. That's going to be a pretty cool sound, I would think.
It's going to be very cool, and we're celebrating 50 years of Pet Sounds. It's Pet Sounds' 50th anniversary, so that's pretty special.
Yeah, it is.
You don't often get a chance to celebrate a 50th anniversary of an album.
No, not the one that everyone's still listening to, that's for sure. And let me tell you, ask you also, I guess, you have a book coming out in September. You're finally writing an autobiography. It's going to be called Good Vibrations,
right.
My Life as a Beach Boy. You know, so much has been said about the Beach Boys. So much has been said about the behind-the-scenes stories, about, you know, all of the travails of the group, of Brian and his issues, and all of the, you know, ups and downs of the band. I find it amazing that you've never been able to tell your side of the story. Why now?
Well, I think, you know, I know what I've done, and that's been my attitude. I contributed so many of the lyrics and the hooks and concepts of what we recorded, but there's been a lot of, you know, inaccurate stuff. So this is a chance for me to set things straight from my point of view, from my experience. And so it's going to be, it's been an interesting thing. It's difficult because you're going through the past, you're going through some things that aren't necessarily wonderful to recall, such as Dennis's involvement with Charlie Manson and you know, the various things such as that along the way, ups and downs of business, ups and downs of relationships and all that. But primarily what I have a lot to be thankful for is the fact that we're still in 2016 capable of going out and performing all these great songs, and people love them. And I think it's, you know, I think that's the greatest blessing of all.
What an incredible, talented American family, from Brian Wilson to Kevin Love, and of course, to the coolest dude of them all, Mike Love, our guest today, and bringing the Beach Boys to Washington, D.C. for the Memorial Day concert. Okay. Thank you for doing that, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's here to tell you how that beach traffic is looking from the Hadid Garbic Leading Traffic Center.
Excellent. If you're heading across the Bay Bridge right now, good time to get going. 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Here's the story. You're okay as you come off of the Beltway and head east on 50, heading right into Annapolis and over toward the Academy. It looks like they're having some of the graduation ceremonies. That's why we're getting bogged down, making that exit to get onto Rao Boulevard. So that whole section, again, around the Naval Academy, getting quite hung up. 450 as well. Now, if you're heading south to the beaches, Virginia, southbound 95, no troubles. We're good. Good to go southbound past Stafford, Fredericksburg, and continuing beyond northbound for our rush hour. Seeing a little bit of volume in Woodbridge, Annandale to Tysons and toward the Legion Bridge. Starting to see some of those delays on the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. We are Brian Wilson. We are backed up before St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures on a south breeze, clouds, sun, and we'll tickle 90 this afternoon with passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 7:46.
Looking for a great deal on vacation home property near Deep Creek Lake? Now through June 5th, come to our five model homes and get your spectacular mountain home site from just $79.9. Call 877-888-7581 or visit discoverdeepcreek.com. Brokerage services provided by GLS Realty, LLC. Broker in charge, Martha Marie Rose.
We'll give you a quick update here on where things stand in the world of presidential politics. Donald Trump officially now has clinched the number of delegates needed to secure the nomination outright.
I also want to thank the delegates, because I was coming out of my building this morning and there was a big news flash that Donald Trump had won the nomination. And I said, what happened? I thought I had to wait a couple of more weeks. And they said, no.
Nope, they don't. He got them today, yesterday. So that's pretty huge, considering where Donald Trump has come as a candidate. Never run for elective office before. First man since Dwight Eisenhower to be able to secure a major party's nomination without having any elected office experience. It's amazing.
It's pretty impressive. And you know, I was among those who, you know, had my doubts about Donald Trump in the early going. I didn't think that he would be taken seriously as a candidate. But he, you know what? He knew something the rest of us did not figure out, and that was that the American people were ready for change. And he found a message that resonated with the American people, who are just fed up with the way government has been servicing them and are not servicing them. And I think he found something that we all missed. And, you know, you have to give hats off to him for that.
Well, you're wrong, Brian, because Hillary Clinton knows the real lesson of yesterday's news.
That means an unqualified loose cannon is within reach of the most powerful job in the world.
There you go. Meanwhile, remember when President Obama yesterday morning, it was overnight yesterday, slammed Donald Trump while visiting Asia?
Oh, yeah.
They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by it. And for good reason, because a lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude.
Yep, world leaders are rattled by Donald Trump. Well, Trump, as he often does, responded, and pretty quickly and pretty clearly.
When you rattle someone, that's good, because many of the world, as you know, many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been abusing us and taking advantage of us. If they're rattled in a friendly way, that's a good thing, John, not a bad thing.
Yeah, let them be rattled, he says. It's 7:49 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
So graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, aren't they? Not to mention this weekend's Memorial Day parties. How's your house looking? Well, you know what? Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a bunch of people over to your house this weekend for Memorial Day, and they're going to be going outside to the barbecue, or they're going to be going outside to the yard, and then they're going to come back inside, and then they're going to go outside. You know, there's been some rain. There might even be some more rain. You know what's going to happen. Your carpets are going to get a lot of mud and dirt tracked in, and then you're going to look lousy for your graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations in just a couple weeks. That's why you need Zero Res. Zero Res. They clean my carpets, leave them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again, and they're going to do the same for you. They're also going to get rid of all the pollen and dander hidden in your carpet and in the pad underneath right now. That's why you're still reacting to the allergies. How bad were the allergies yesterday, right? I mean, the day after, the pollen was amazing. That rain is done, and now you get it, and it's all in your carpet, and it's going to be there for months. Get Zero Res out there. Get that stuff out of your carpet and breathe easy again.
I mean, that stuff that's on your car hood, that's in your carpet.
That's in your carpet right now and in your lungs. Right now, Zero Res has the best deal ever offered. Call them. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAO special. For a limited time only, they're going to come out, pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $39 a room. $39 a room! That's huge. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond. Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
It's 7:53. That means that now, while you enjoy this beautiful light commute on your way into work, you get to hear the business report with Courtney Reagan, brought to you by CNBC. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, good morning. Well, Google has dodged a $9 billion bullet. A jury ruled Google did not break copyright laws by using Oracle's Java software in its Android mobile phone systems. Four out of five phones in the world is Android-based. The decision ends a six-year legal battle, but maybe not completely. Oracle plans to appeal. Stocks are set to rise this morning, but two events could influence where stocks close later today. There's a fresh reading on economic growth at the start of the year, and Fed Chair Janet Yellen will talk about interest rates at Harvard, where she'll get a special award. Eight car makers are recalling another 12 million vehicles in the U.S. to replace faulty Takata airbags. The new recalls include older model cars along the Gulf Coast, where higher heat and humidity can affect airbag functionality. And Memorial Day weekend comes with some big shopping deals. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S7 phone at Best Buy and get a free TV. And Dick's Sporting Goods is cutting apparel prices in half. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
With it being so wet out, dirt and mud is being tracked all over our rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for more than 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with the same time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations, Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or they're on the border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, rolling and relaying rugs. A minimum order does apply. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Nice day out there today so far, huh?
It is. It is. We have a couple of problem areas, but overall, such as 270, really the slowest stretch down just past Urbana toward the exit for 109, and then smooth sailing, a little bit lighter than normal beltway through Tyson's. 66, it was into the sun glare slowing us. And then we had the minor crash eastbound near Nutley Street that was over to the shoulder. Now, Annapolis near the Naval Academy, getting ready for the graduation later this morning. Big delays coming off of 50 to get onto Rao Boulevard, 450 onto Rao Boulevard, and that whole area around the Academy. You know the drill. Taylor Avenue, that's also slow. South on 97, leaving the Glen Burnie area. Big delays. Southbound 97, past Route 100. That's where we have an overturned tractor trailer. Currently just letting one lane through. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Now, that's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment option, and Washington's D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStartGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray shower, maybe a storm today, 89. Sunshine tomorrow, 88. Late day thunderstorms on Sunday, highs in the middle 80s, and a chance of showers on Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 degrees at 7:57.
You know, I want to tell you about an amazing new tool that can help you grow your retirement funds. Larry Spoth, president of Retirement Protection Solution, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis. You know what they see? High-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. Well, now you can earn an upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. Let me repeat that. That's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. Find out more by dialing this number, 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. And by the way, you might want to look at their website. It's got a great tool there. It's called testyourinvestment.com. Find out just exactly how your retirement plans will work out for you. It's, one more time, testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sen Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
Join us for an American tradition, the National Memorial Day Concert, a time to pay tribute to all the men and women who have served our country. Join me, Joe Mantegna, and my co-host Gary Sinise with Renee Fleming, Trace Atkins, Alfie Bow, Essie Patha Merkerson, American Idol winner Trent Harmon, The Beach Boys, and General Colin Powell. The National Memorial Day Concert, Sunday, May 29th, 8 p.m. on PBS. Sponsored by Lockheed Martin Corporation and American Airlines.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAS.
We'll find out about the great movies that are going to be available to you for your viewing this holiday weekend. We'll talk to Christian Toto, noted film critic.
Also, we'll give you the highlights of President Obama's remarks, historic they are.